Tēnā tātou katoa. He tū aki ana hau ki te mihi atu ki au koutou. E te maunga tongariro, taupo nui ati a te moana, tū whare tō te iwi e taku aere ki tā tātumu, tēnā koe. Koutou katoa, ngā rangatira o te motu, kei te mihi atu ki au koutou katoa, ko Waiahau, ko Taupiri te maunga, ko Waikato te awa, ko Waikato Tainui te iwi, ko Pōtatau te whirowhiro. Ko Parikāwhi and McLean tōku ingoa. Nei rā te mihi atu ki au koutou katoa. Thank you for the warm welcome and the invitation to speak. It really is a privilege to be here today, particularly in the presence of a number of people whom I have a great deal of respect for. Given that we are here at Massey, I do want to acknowledge Professor Sir Mason Drury, particularly for the contribution that you have made in terms of thought leadership, your scholarship, and for providing over many, many years some very insightful and astute insights and observations to us all. It hasn't escaped me that my primary responsibility as the keynote speaker is to set the tone for an informative session and one that will stimulate our panellists to respond and comment on. I have no doubt that regardless of what I say, Nada, John and Sir Wooda will stimulate all of us. It's a formidable panel to be the keynote speaker, so I will endeavour to do my very best. Today I'm here to offer observations and perspectives on the kaupapa of an integrated development agenda. To do so, I will draw on the experiences of Waikato Tainui and our journey of almost 20 years as a post-settlement entity. Some of the fundamental tenets that I will cover apply to any organisation charged with empowering others, building capability, improving the health and well-being of our whānau, and so on. They are not unique to us. To start, a little bit more about myself. As Jared has said, I have been the CEO of Waikato Tainui now for 3.5 years. I have a background in public policy and have held management and advisory roles in the public service. I've also had experience being on the other side of the table in governance roles. I returned home to the Waikato in 2009 and became the CEO over a year after that. If anything, I could have found a much easier role to cut my teeth when it comes to tribal politics than being an iwi CEO. But I have always been one for a challenge, and once I'm committed to something, I like to start, finish, and more importantly, make a difference. As others have told me, Parikāwhia, you went from the frying pan into the fire. It's fair to say that I've certainly had my share of dark moments, and have the scars on my back to prove it. But I know my fellow panellists have a few more scars than me. I take the view it's not how you get them, but how you respond to the challenges put in front of you and the character you show in the face of adversity. Like many other iwi and Māori organisations, we've all had our ups and downs, the good times and the not so good, huge personality wars and court action. Along the way, there have been undoubtedly been some wins, and it's really those gains that have inspired me to stay on doing what I do. On the whole, it is an honour to be leading within an organisation for whom greater purpose is a given. Our organisation fosters passion because for our tribal members, it's about history, connection, belonging, pride, and our place in the world. As leaders, it is important that we harness that pride and passion and facilitate pathways that the people we work for and on behalf of will benefit from. Stable leadership, effective governance and management, and quality decision making are a potent mix and is sorely needed when I look out across the iwi and Māori landscape today. So too is the need to have in place a strategic platform or foundation that clearly sets out the direction for any organisation. And that is where this kaupapa fits. Taking an integrated or holistic approach to development is not new. Indeed, there is a body of literature and many examples of different approaches and plans in this space. I am happy to be proven wrong, but I don't believe there is a single or common definition in New Zealand on this matter. And while the concept of integration means different things to different people, there are some common themes with which social, cultural, economic, including commercial, and environmental determinants feature prominently. But it must be coordinated, it must be aligned, and does require a collaborative effort. There is the theory of integrated development, and then there is the practice or execution which surrounds it. And for me, that distinction is very real. The aim should be getting the right balance between, on the one hand, aspirational goals, and then taking these to another level to see real change at the flax roots, or more precisely within our whānau and in the hearts and minds of our people. As CEO, my primary focus is very much in the execution space, but the strategic direction is always front of mind for me and should be for all of us with management responsibilities. We must always have a broader vision that we can aspire to and that motivates us to perform and deliver quality outcomes. My personal vision is one where my own whānau live long and healthy lives, are financially independent, are confident in who they are generous, kind, and respectful to others, and are succeeding, whatever that means to them. To illustrate an integrated approach, I want to draw upon our own intergenerational tribal plan, known as Whakatupuranga 2050. It is our blueprint for social, cultural, environmental, and economic advancement. We have consciously taken a long-term view of our development. That doesn't mean we are not responding to the immediate needs of our people, but we are also investing in our future too. Each generation must leave the next generation in a better state of preparedness for the challenges ahead. My parents and grandparents did that for me. They did not have the same opportunities I had. They grew up in very humble circumstances. They were not materially rich, nor did they travel very widely, and by probably today's standards, not that well educated. But they were definite that we would all receive an education. We would not leave school without School C or UE, and they hoped that one day we would go to university. It was non-negotiable in our household, along with having to play a team sport. We consider there are three critical elements fundamental to equipping our people to shape their own future. A pride and commitment to uphold our tribal identity and integrity, a diligence to succeed, especially in education, and our self-determination for social and economic independence. Whakatupuranga 2050 is now 6 years in the making. It contains a vision that guides us and sets the direction for our tribal organisation. Our vision draws upon the second Māori king, Kingi Tawhia, who was renowned for his foresight. He was also a king during a time of great turbulence. It was during his reign that the Waikato was invaded with 1.2 acres of land confiscated. Tawhia went into exile for 20 years and he uttered these words here up on the screen. This tūngi has become a rallying call, particularly where despite the hardships experienced by Tawhia and our tūpuna, They dedicated themselves to rebuild our whare, even if they had to use the lesser trees in the forest. We will not allow raupatu to solely define us as a people or our iwi. To me, it's about taking control of our destiny, being resourceful and resilient. Ultimately, it is all about having faith, having self-belief, knowing we can, and importantly, having the courage to act. Not sit around and procrastinate, but taking action to effect change. As leaders, we have a responsibility to be change agents, to set the agenda and make it happen. So how does this then influence or guide what we see for an individual tribal member in the year 2050? This is our view. As I have scanned other iwi and Māori planning documents, there are common themes around being fluent in our reo, being strong in our identity, being healthy, educated, and financially independent. But what is unique for Waikato Tainui is that we are the kaitiaki. We have a stewardship responsibility that comes with the Kingitanga movement. And they are important and significant obligations for the iwi. Our plan draws upon the inspirational words and actions of many. None more so than te puia for our mission. Kia tupu, kia hua, kia puawai. A formidable leader, probably with the exception of Saupirana Ngata, Te Puia's actions set her apart from many of her peers at that time. She dedicated her life to pulling our people out of poverty and loss. She took a national stand when she opposed the government's World War I conscription policy. She built Turanga Waewae. She was an astute businesswoman with successful farming, sawmilling, and entertainment interests, all aimed at raising funds to benefit her people. She built relationships at the highest levels of government and re-established strong connections with iwi. And she also found time to whāngai many tamariki, still with us today, whom she doted on. Our purpose is to grow a prosperous, healthy, vibrant, innovative and culturally strong iwi. How we make it happen is where I, my management peers and respective teams across the Waikato Tainui group come into play. This is when the magic is meant to happen and where execution is critical. It's about moving. Let me start by saying that kotahitanga resonates strongly with me. It's about moving from some to all. Our governance has set very clear expectations in this space, and our ability to effect change demands a united approach. Hence our mantra of one team, one direction. While there are four entities within the Waikato Tainui group, whānau, with differing roles and responsibilities, key to defining our challenges, exploring opportunities, and creating solutions requires effective coordination and cooperation at all levels, both inside and outside our whare. Alignment across our entities is happening now. This travel of direction is important to our ongoing capability building and leadership development. And purely from a management perspective, will help define us as a fit-for-purpose group with strong policies and procedures, evidence-based decision-making, and more importantly, a demonstration of our commitment to respond to the needs and demands of our people. I will be the first to admit, however, it is still a work in progress and needs ongoing attention. While we have recently achieved the $1 billion total asset milestone, ultimately our success will and should be measured on the opportunities we deliver to our people and our 68 marae. Over a 10-year period, we have distributed over $55 million, as well as in-kind support back to the iwi. and very recently a one-off distribution totalling almost $15 million to our marae. But there is more to be done, and we cannot be complacent. In the short time that I have been at Waikato Tainui, I am optimistic by the opportunities ahead of us. Restoring the health and well-being of our awa and our people are priorities. Getting our people into training opportunities and sustainable jobs is important. So too is success-based education. Our marae communities and whānau need ongoing support. We have taken the steps under the leadership of Nanaia Mahuta and Sir Henry van der Heyden to review our current governance and representation structure. We are well on target to effect change in this space over the next 6 months, and we need to. We cannot stand still. We must continue to move forward and evolve. We will continue to facilitate opportunities that benefit our people. And in doing so, we'll foster enduring partnerships with others who align with our values and our interests. We are committed to building on the foundations that others like Te Puia, Te Ariki Nui, Te Aotearangi Kahu, and the late Sir Robert and Lady Raiha Mahuta have created for us. Most importantly, we must continue to build a legacy of success for our tamariki and our mokopuna. That is certainly the overall game plan for Waikato Tainui. What I have shared with you is but one example of an integrated development agenda. There are others happening across Māoridom. It is an agenda that is critical, especially in a world of uncertainty and where we as a nation need to get away from dirty politics and focus on what our mission in life is as leaders. And that is to contribute to improving the lives of our people and to support a better future. Create the tools and opportunities so that our people can exercise their rangatiratanga. For me, at the heart of any integrated development agenda is our people. That is why I consider it to be a privilege, not a burden, to do what I do now. To that end, I want to end with a quote from that famous Waikato Tainui talk show host, Oprah Winfrey, who said, "The key to realising a dream is to focus not on success, but on significance. And then even the small steps and little victories along your path will take on greater meaning." Nō reira, kātia ka kōrero tēnei wā. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.